Hello everyone. I'm happy that you could come and listen to my talk today. I'll be discussing two main points. To begin with, I'd like to explain the conservation status scale. Now look at the scale. Let's start from the right end. When an animal is ranked as least concerned and near threatened, it isn't endangered now. But it might be in the near future. Next is vulnerable, which means the animal faces a high risk of extinction. Endangered means a very high risk, and critically endangered means an extremely high risk. Species classified as VU, EN or CR need care and protection. The last two groups, EW and X, tell us that the species is not found in the wild or has become extinct.
Now let's turn to the two main dangers to wildlife. Loss of habitat is the first one. The higher the world's population becomes, the greater the need for food and housing gets. People cut down forest trees to make more room for land for agriculture and building housing. To increase crop production, people may also use pesticides and fertilizers. As a result, wild animals' natural living space gets smaller and more polluted. The second danger is hunting and poaching. Animals can be killed not just for food, but for other purposes. In many Asian countries, tiger bones and rhino horns are believed to be able to treat diseases, while elephant tusks are used to make valuable ivory objects. As you can see, the two dangers that I mentioned involve human activities. Therefore, we are responsible for the loss of biodiversity, and we need to take immediate action to protect and conserve wildlife.